It's BBC Radio Stoke. It's 11:15. It's Paula in for Stuart today and tomorrow. Now, if you listen to my lunchtime show regularly, you'll know that I very rarely get time for anything. Busy job. Three kids, albeit two aren't at home, but that doesn't stop the phone calls and the visits with the washing from uni. And a husband I'd say to look after, but he does pull his weight. He's all right. But there never seems to be any time for me. But that's something that Stafford author Grace Marshall knows all about. And she joins me this morning. Morning, Grace.
Morning, Paula.
You just finished writing a book called 21 Ways to Manage the Stuff That Sucks Up Your Time.
Oh, yes.
Now, first of all, why did you write the book? Why did you feel the need to put pen to paper?
Oh, do you know, I would say I'm a busy person. I'm not a naturally organised person, but I'm impatient. So the fact that I run my own business, I have two kids, I have a husband as well, and I don't want to put life off, you know, so I'm always trying to fit more in. And I found that because I work with, I'm a coach and I work with mums who run a business, the biggest question is always, how do I fit everything in? You know, I haven't got time, enough time, how do I fit everything in? So that kind of became a bit of a recurring theme. And it was actually a friend who suggested the book title. And when she put it on Facebook, I thought, that's it, that's my book. So I put myself forward. I said, okay, I could write that. And here we are. Yeah.
So just give us a few hints, if you like, and a few tips. Because we all like to think we're superwoman. And I always say that, you know, a lot of women that I meet, we could join the circus and be jugglers, because we do. We've got the work, we've got the home life, you know, we've got the parenting bit. How can we manage it all without God putting an extra day in the week, if you like?
I think the biggest thing is actually knowing what's really important to you. Because what I found when I became a mum was I had all these different ideas about what it would be to be super mum or to be, you know, a perfect mum, if there is such a thing, which there isn't. But I think often we set ourselves really high standards. So we look at the best that everybody else does and then we try to do all those things. And that makes us, you know, it's not something that one person can do. So I think the thing about juggling is knowing what's important to you. And then that way you know that you know what's important, you know what you have to keep up in the air, and then you start to know what you can drop and what doesn't matter so much. And then it becomes your own personal juggle rather than juggling everything that everybody expects you to do. Does that make sense?
It makes absolute sense. I mean, that's my excuse for not cleaning my windows for the last 6 months. I thought it's not important.
Yeah.
They're done now, though, because the neighbours were starting to talk about me. I mean, do you find that? Do you ever get? How old are your children?
They're 6 and 3.
Ooh, you see, now you are a juggler. Do you ever get, like, a bit of me time? Do you ever think, right, the children are in bed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now going to run the bath, shut the door, light a candle and have a soak. Yeah. Do you get that?
Yeah, but I have to make that happen.
Mm.
It's not handed to me on a plate. You know, it's never. If I wait for someone to say, right, here you go, there's your time, it's just not going to happen. So, I actually found I needed it because I got to a point where earlier on when I only had the one child, but he was a baby, and it was such a shock to the system. I mean, parenting is such a shock, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I found, yeah, the simplest things I couldn't get done. And I realise, actually, that's because I'm not giving myself me time. You know, if I don't give myself me time, if I don't have time to think, then I just become the rattiest, grumpiest person. And I can't do anything then because I'm just inside my head. I'm just shouting at myself all the time. So what I've come to realise, actually, is I need to stop feeling guilty. And I think this is what most women deal with. You know, it's the guilt of thinking, if I take time for myself, it's time away from my kids. Whereas actually, if I take time for myself, that means I'm in a better place to deal with my kids and to give my kids a better me, a happier me, rather than a grumpy, shouty mum all the time. And that's what's helped me to get over that whole guilt thing and go, actually, it works, you know, and it helps. It helps, it's good for my kids and good for me. So, you know, it's a good thing to do, and that's why I make time for it.
Just hang fire for a second then, Grace, because I want to talk to you a bit more. Let's just find out what's happening on the roads.
Okay.
But now joined by Stafford author Grace Marshall, who's, you've not finished your book just yet, Grace.
You've finished it now.
Yay, it's done. 21 Ways to Manage the Stuff That Sucks Up Your Time. How big's this book to get a title on like that?
I know, the title's probably bigger than the book itself.
Now, it's interesting, just before the headlines, Grace, you were saying about the guilt you feel if you do something for yourself it takes away something you might or may be doing for other people, including your children. But surely we're entitled to a bit of me time.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And that's the thing. I think, you know, you start off, I mean, for kids, we tell them that their time is important, that time with them is important. And you grow up thinking that then. And then you get to a point where you have kids and you think, oh, hang on, now I've got to give all my time to them. Mm. But, you know, actually, what kind of role model are we setting for our kids if that's what we do? Yeah, that actually when you have kids, that your own time is never yours anymore. And you know, and I think it's just this kind of cycle and this habit that we've gotten into thinking. Whereas really, you know, the best mum I can be to my kids is to be me. And to be me, I need to spend time doing the stuff that, you know, that fires me up, that gets me passionate, feeling alive. Yeah, I'm sure you're the same. Yeah, if all you're there for is just to give, what are you fueling yourself up with? Yeah, if you're not topping yourself up, you've got nothing left to give. So I'm much more of an advocate of giving from a place of plenty. Yeah, so taking time for yourself means that you can give more, then that's a good thing. That helps the people that you love, that you're spending time with, as well as yourself.
You see, you're quite lucky because you've got a 3 and a 6-year-old who every year Santa Claus comes and you can get them all wound up. I'm now on with the 12-year-old who's about to become a teenager, where she actually wants me time on her own, and I'm the one saying, no, spend time with me. So do you think it like just goes full circle?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, that's what I've still got to come.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like knocking on a bedroom door, please spend time with me. I'm bored. But it, I mean, we as a family as well, I think it's important to spend family time together, because I mean, I would imagine your husband works, does
yes,
he?
So yeah, he does,
again,
yeah.
The four of you get, I mean, we spent a lot of time on Saturday in a car because we got lost trying to get to London, no. But it was a lot of, it was a nice 6 hours. I know, 6 hours in a car trying to get to London. But it was nice to have a family time, because I think that the certainly it's nice to have me time and your bubbly bath and your chatty magazines and scented candles. But I think as a family as well, it's important to get those times together.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's all about it. You know, we all have the same amount of time, so it's all about trying to decide and figure out what it is that you want to spend your time on, and it's the stuff that's important to you. So yeah, it might be time to rest or recharge, but also be, you know, time that you're investing in your relationships, in the people that you love. So yeah, so you know, spending, you know, having family time, that's, you know, that's important to me, definitely. Having time for my friends as well, that's important. You know, having time that, you know, that there's different things that I get involved in, different, you know, charities and community stuff that I get involved in, that's important to me. So I make time to do that. And I think we, you know, whenever people say I haven't got time, actually I normally challenge them and say, well, if your mum or if your best friend suddenly phoned you up and said, you know, there's an emergency, I need help, I bet you'd make time for them. You'd find a way,
time, yeah,
wouldn't you, to do that. So it's sometimes it's about seeing something as important and being deliberate about it, and then going, actually, do you know what? We're going to make time to do that. And then once you decide that, you find a way how to do it.
I feel like I should play I'm Not Your Superwoman. I wish I'd thought this through. Now, you run a Busy Mums networking group in Stafford.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is there a website where people in Stafford can
Yes, it's busymums.org.uk. Yeah, it's, I mean, I set it up because I love networking. I love meeting other business people and sharing ideas and sharing contacts. But when I had my second child, I realised actually there's nothing around where you can bring kids along. And so many mums start up the business because they want to spend more time with the kids. It just kind of seemed to make sense. So it's a child-friendly place. We do get really noisy. yeah, because the kids are in the room with us. But yeah, it's great. And yeah, we've had some brilliant feedback from people who've just found it so supportive and so helpful to help them grow their business.
And you've got a workshop for business owners that's happening in Stafford on the 3rd of May. Where can people get more information?
They can pop onto my website. It's grace-marshall.com. Have a look at Work with Grace and then you'll see the link for the workshop.
And just finally, 21 ways to manage the stuff that sucks up your time. Where can we get hold of that?
That is due out in the summer. It's with the editors at the moment. So again, pop onto my website, sign up for my newsletter, and then you'll be the first to know about my exciting launch plans.
Looking forward to it. Grace, lovely. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much, Paula.